Is there a chiyuv for a person to be mechabed his grandfather or not? And if he is mechayev to be mechabed his grandparent, besides for his parent, who comes first? The parent or the grandparent? Who has precedence when it comes to the din kibud, the chiyuv to mechabed, the kibud of the father or the kibud of the grandfather? So this is actually a very fundamental machlekes in the Paiskim. There's a tshuva from the Ma'arik that the Rama brings down in Yerodea Simon Reish Mem, where the Ma'arik was asked about a grandfather who passed away, and there was no one to say Kaddish. And the question is, could the grandson say Kaddish on behalf of the grandfather that passed away? That was the Shiloh. So the Ma'arik says over there that the grandson, could in fact say Kaddish for the Zayda. However, he says, his Kaddish is no different than any other person saying Kaddish for this person who passed away, because there is no Chiyuv Bichlal for a grandson to be Mechabed his grandfather. He's rather treated as any old man, or if he passed away, at any person who passed away. There is no intrinsic Chiyuv Bichlal of Kibud from the Enochal to the grandfather. As I said to my Rick, so you could say Kaddish just like anyone else, but don't think that there's a special obligation or mitzvah on the grandson to say Kaddish on behalf of the grandfather who passed away. That is the opinion of the Ma'arik, and the Rama brings this down in Yerodea Simon Reish Mem. However, the Rama disagrees with this psak, and the Rama doesn't paskin like the Ma'arik. The Rama says that there is in fact a chiyuv to be mechabed a person's grandfather. Just, says the Rama, the chiyuv of being mechabed your parent overrides and supersedes the chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. And if there's a question of who to mechabed, your grandfather or your father, the chiyuv to mechabed your father comes first. Now, what's the source of the Rama to his psak? The source is a medrash in Parshas Vayigash that's actually brought down by Rashi Al HaTorah. When Yaakov was being mespal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was being mespal that he was about to be makriv a karban. And in his tefillah, Yaakov invoked his father Yitzchak rather than his grandfather Avram. He said, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, when he was being mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when bringing the carbon. And therefore, says the Medrash, Mikan, from here we derive a yisoid, that the chiyuv of the being mechabed a father comes before the chiyuv to mechabed the grandfather, and that's why Yaakov invoked Elokei Yitzchak, his father's name, rather than the name of his grandfather Avram, because the chiyuv of being mechabed your father comes before the chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. Says the Rama, it's mashma, says the Darki Moshe, it's mashma, that there is in fact the chiyuv also to mechabed your grandfather. It's just that the chiyuv to mechabed your father comes before that chiyuv. It's kaidim, but it's mashma, that it's not pshat, there is no chiyuv bechlal to be mechabed your grandfather. It's just that there's precedence given to the chiyuv to your father rather than the chiyuv to your grandfather. So therefore, that's what the Rama paskins, that there's a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather just as there's a chiyuv to mechabed your father. However, the chiyuv to your father comes before the chiyuv to your grandfather. It overrides it and supersedes it. That is the shita of the Rama. And the Taz Taka says that the shita of the Ma'arik is very shver, because it's mefurish in this medrash that there is a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. It's just that the chiyuv to your father supersedes the chiyuv to your grandfather. But it's mashmah, there is be'etzem a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. There's a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like this. He says that if your father is alive and your grandfather is alive, the chiyuv to your grandfather comes before the chiyuv to your father. What's the pshat in that? Why should your chiyuv to your grandfather precede the chiyuv to your father? He says, because we have a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei, where the Gemara says that if, let's say, a father commands his son to be mechal Shabbos for him, he says, please, cook for me a steak on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the son should not listen to the father. Why? Says, because the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem kol chayim chayov b'chvoidi, that there's a svar of hu ve'avicha chayov b'chvoid Hashem, which means that since you and your father are both mechuyev to mechabed Hashem, are both mechuyev to honor Hashem, Therefore, if your father tells you something and Hashem tells you something, the chiyuv to Hashem comes first because there's a svara that hu ve'avichas, you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, and therefore, if your father tells you something that's in conflict with the Torah, you disregard the command of your father and you listen to the Torah. Similarly, you find the same svara in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says the following case. If a father says, Hashkeini Mayim, bring me a cup of water. The mother says, also, bring me a cup of water. Who comes first? Do you bring the cup of water to your father or to your mother? Says the Gemara, you bring the cup of water to your father if they're married. If the parents are married. If they're divorced, then it's not the case. But if it's a couple that's married, you give it to their father first. Why? Because we have these same svar that the Gemara in Yevamos Tafhei told us. And that is, Hu ve'imoy mechuyev b'chvoid the Abba. That you and your mother are both mechuyev to serve your father. And therefore, since you and your mother are both mechuyev to serve your father, therefore, if your father tells you, bring me a cup of water, the mother said, brings me a cup of the water, the father comes first because you and your mother both are mechuyev to serve your father foods and drinks. Even though there's also chiyev on the father to mechabed your wife, but that's not with respect to feeding and drinking. Feeding her and giving her something to drink, that's rather in other forms of kibud. But when it comes to actually serving food, the mother is mechuyev to the father and not vice versa. So therefore we have a svar that you and your mother are both mechuyev in your father's coven. So memela, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you have your grandfather tell you, bring me a cup of water, and your father brings you a cup of water, who do you listen to? Your grandfather or your father? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you should listen to your grandfather. Why? Because you have this same svara that we invoke in the Gemara in Yevamos and we invoke in the Gemara in Kedushin, and that is that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covet of your grandfather. And since you and your father are both mechuyev in the covet of your grandfather, if your grandfather says Hashkeini Mayim, your father says Hashkeini Mayim, you bring your grandfather something to drink first. Azoy zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I factor Rabbi Eiger. What's pshat in the Medrash? The Medrash says that Yaakov said alakei avi Yitzchak and not Avram. Lelameid, this teaches us that the chiyuv a person has to mechabed his father has precedence over the chiyuv to mechabed the grandfather. So you see, the chiyuv to the father is first. Says Rabbi Eiger, very gishmak. That case was referring to a case where the father wasn't alive anymore. Yitzchak already passed on, and Avram already passed on. When there's no parent that's alive, there's no svar that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather. Because since your father's dead, he's not mechuyev to be mechaved your grandfather. And therefore, in that case, taka, the chiyev to your father comes first because he's more in direct relationship with the son. And therefore, in that particular case where the father was dead, over there we say that the chiyev to your father precedes the chiyev to your grandfather. But if they're both alive, you serve the grandfather first because there's a svara that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather. That is the shita of Giveger. There's actually a goyin. And the goyin says that since the entire source for being mechabed your grandfather is based on a Gemara in Yevamos that says, Bnei bonim harei hein kibonim, says the goyin, that causes us to make a distinction between your son's son and your daughter's son. And therefore, he says like this. The Gemara over there is talking about the mitzvah Piri of Rivia. Are you Mekayin the mitzvah Pru or Vu? If you only had, let's say, daughters, but you have a grandson. So does that count as a son with respect to the mitzvah Pru or Vu? Says the Goyin over there, if it's only true when it comes to your son's son and not your daughter's son, if so, then the same thing would apply to be mechabed, your grandfather. That if it's your mother's father, there's no chiyuv. It's only if it's your father's father where you have this svar of bnei banim, harei and kabanim, only then do we derive this rule that you're mechuyev to mechabed your grandfather because it's like your father because bnei banim, harei and kabanim. That is the opinion of the goyin to be mechalik between your son's son and your daughter's son. Lemaisa, how does the Ma'arik deal with this Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara in Yevamos says, B'nei banim harei hein kibonim, and therefore, how could the Ma'arik assume that there is no chiv to mechabed your grandfather? The Gemara says that we do say some type of rule that your grandson is like your son, B'nei banim harei hein kibonim. Zok the Ma'arik, that Gemara is very exclusive to the mitzvah pruvu. The Gemara is only referring to the mitzvah pruvu, that it's the Gemara saying that if you only had daughters, but you had a grandson, that counts for the mitzvah pruvu. But it's not a general rule that with all respects, your grandson is like your son. At any rate, that is the shita of the Ma'arik. There's no chiyuv bechlal of kibud ava'im. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that the chiyuv of your grandfather is actually kaidim. It actually overrides the chiyuv to your father, if the father is alive. And the opinion of the Ramo, which we paskin like, is that there is a chiyuv, in fact, to be mechaber your grandfather, but the chiyuv to your father comes before the chiyuv to your grandfather, even when they're both alive. Now, what's taka, the pshat in the Ramo, which we follow la'alacha? The father's chiyuv comes before the grandfather. But why, in fact, do we not invoke this svara that Rabbi Akiva Eiger invokes, that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather? And since you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather, the chiyuv, if your grandfather says Ashkeni Mayim, and your father says Ashkeni Mayim, the grandfather should be served first based on this svara that the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, and the Gemara in Kedushin tells us about your father saying Ashkeni Mayim, and the mother saying Ashkeni Mayim, where you serve your father first based on the svara that hu v'imecha, the chuyev bechvoid of the father. So there are basically two mahalchim nachroinim, how to reconcile this stira, whether we say this svara or not. And the first mahalich is the mahalich of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests as follows. He suggests that yesh lachkar, what would be the source, what would be the nature of this chiyuv to be mechabed your grandfather according to the Rambo? Is this an independent, inherent chiyuv that you have with, because you have a relationship of grandson, grandfather with this person? Is it because you're mechuyev to mechabed your grandfather? Is that the chiyuv? Or do we say that since this is your father's father, this man, so it's a form of being mechabed your father by being mechabed his father, by being mechabed your grandfather? That's a oifen, that's a method with which you are mechabed your father. Because by being mechabed his father, that's a way of showing him kavod and showing him honor as well. Azoy kler to Rav Shlomo Kluger. And Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to suggest as follows, that perhaps the entire obligation to mechabed your grandfather is only by virtue of the fact that when you're mechabed your grandfather, that displays, that demonstrates honor to your father as well. It's not an independent, inherent chiv that you have vis-a-vis your grandfather. Rather, it's only as a result of him being your father's father. If so, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, there would not be any idea of hu ve'avicha, you and your father are mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather, which would give your grandfather precedence over your father. Why? Because when do we say this svara, that you and your father are mechuyev in that person's covenant, and therefore that person comes before your father? That's only true if that person has an independent chiv of kavod, and your father has an independent chiv of kavod. So then you say a svar that since you and your father are mechuyev in this person's kavod, then taka, this person comes before your father. However, if the entire chiv to mechabed your grandfather is only by virtue of the fact that he's your father's father, that it's a way to mechaim the kibud of being mechabed your father, therefore, you can't say this svar that he should come before your father. Because since his whole chiv derives from the fact that you're mechuyev to mechabed your father, avada, your father is the source of the entire din kibud to the grandfather, and therefore the chiv of your father would supersede the chiv to the grandfather, and you wouldn't say this svara of you and your father being mechuyev in your grandfather, which would give your grandfather precedence, rather you give precedence to your father. That's the first mahalach as to why your father should come before your grandfather, even if your father's alive, like the psak of the Rama actually is. The second mahalach is also a very interesting mahalach, and that's based on the achroinim when they describe the nature of the chiyuv of kibud av v'aim. There's a very well-known piece from the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch clears the following shaila. Is the chiyuv of kibud av v'aim a chiyuv bein odom l'makim, or only a chiyuv bein odom l'chaveiroi? Is it a chiyuv to Hashem? Hashem wants you to mechabed your parents? Or is it a chiyuv bein odom l'chaveiroi vis-a-vis your father? It's an interpersonal relationship type of chiyuv. You're mechuyev to your father. What's the nafkamina if ben adam if it's a ben adam l'makom dika mitzvah or a ben adam l'ka chaveira dika mitzvah? The nafkamina is as follows. One of the rules is that if, let's say, you violate a din that's ben adam l'makom, you must have tshuva and finished. That is sufficient to get a kapara. You need tshuva, you go for your Yom Kippur, your mechaper, and shun, you move on with your life. When it comes to ben adam l'chaveira, it's not enough for a person to do tshuva if he's in violation of one of these dinim of bin adam l'chaveiroi. He has to be merata chaveiroi. He has to get mechila from this person that he wronged. You wronged someone, you must get mechila. If a person is in violation of kibud av ha'em, does he need mechila of his parents in order to get a kapar? It would be totally in the shaila. If it's a din bin adam l'mokayim, he doesn't need mechila. He needs just tshuva. He only violated his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with his parent. And therefore, he must do tshuva, but he doesn't need mechila. But if it's a bein adam l'chaveira dekadin, he needs tshuva in order for him to get a kapara. So many achrayim understand that there's actually both components that exist when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud av ha'em. There's one component that it's a bein adam l'makom dekadin, and one component that's a bein adam l'chaveira dekadin. And how so? So the Bein Adam L'Chaveira D'Gadin, it's Pashat, that it's a Chiv between you and your father, and you, therefore you would need Mechila. But the Chaye Adam actually adds a very interesting element to this Chiv Bein Adam L'Chaveira. And the Chaye Adam says that it's a Mamish, like you have the, he doesn't even say like, he says there's a Chiv Mamon. There's a Shibud Mamon that you have to your parents, you owe them money, and you therefore are in violation of violating a Halva. That if you get a loan from someone and you don't pay him back, you're pashet a rush, loive rush of a loyishalim, and therefore it's mamish a kapshutai, a chishem mishmit gadin that a person has with his parent. How so? So he says that when a child is growing up, the parent spends a lot of money on him. He spends a lot of money, he buys you everything you need, and therefore you pashet owe him the money that he spent on you, and you must reimburse him. Norvos. It's a given. It's an understanding that exists between parents and children, that the parents want the reimbursement to be done b'derech kovod and not b'derech paying back in money. In other words, the way how they want to be repaid for their halva is by you respecting them, by you showing them some honor, rather than actually paying them money. And that's why there's a chi of kibud av ha'em according to the Chaye Adam. Memeila, that's a bit mamash bein adam l'chaveira d'gadin. You must repay them, you owe them money, and if you disrespect them, you're pashta a levi rush of a lay shalom. So that's one aspect of kibud av ha'em, it's a din, bein adam l'chaveira. There's another aspect of kibud av ha'em, and that's bein adam l'makom. The Ramban says that the reason why kibud av ha'em is on the first five parts of the Aseres HaDibros, one of the last of the first five, even though the first five discuss bein adam l'makom rather than bein adam l'chaveira, is because there's a very important aspect of bein adam lo mokim when it comes to kibud av ha'em. How so? So the Ramban understands that it's based on the fact that the Gemara Nida tells us there are three shutvin in the creation of a human being. There are three partners. There's the father, there's the mother, and there's the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, since one of the shutvin in the kriya, in the bria of a person is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you respect and you show honor to your parent, that shows honor also to the entire shutvis and also to Hashem. If you disrespect your parents, you're also disrespecting the entire shutvis in your creation, and you're also disrespecting Hashem. And that's why it's also an aspect of being ben adam l'mokayim when you have this mitzvah of kibud av ha'em. V'oid, the chinuch adds another svar. He says that a person who is disrespecting his parent is in violation of a din bein adam l'mokayim rather than only being bein adam l'chaveiroi. Why? Because if you show hakaras hatoif to your parent, you recognize, you acknowledge the fact that they did so much for you in your upbringing, and therefore you must reciprocate, then you also will be makir toif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the toif that he bestows upon you. However, if you're a person who doesn't appreciate the toivis that your parent does for you, then you're also going to be the same kafui toiva when it comes to reciprocating on the kindnesses and on the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides from you. So it goes hand in hand, the respect that you have to your parents with the respect that you have to the Rebbein Shlom. Therefore, again, it's a benodim lamakam de gadin. Akoponim, if this is true, that the chiyev to your parent is bein adam lamakam de gadin, and bein a bein adam l'chaveira de gadin, there are two aspects to the chiyev. There's a chiyev bein adam l'chaveira, and there's a chiyev bein adam lamakam. Then it makes sense why the chiyev of your parent should be before the chiyev of your grandparent, and we shouldn't apply the rule and svara of you and your father being mechuyev in the covet of your grandfather, which would give precedence to your grandfather over the father. Why? Because your grandfather only has one aspect. There only is an aspect, perhaps, of bin adam l'makam. There's no bin adam l'chaveroi. They didn't spend money on your diapers necessarily. I mean, it could be they did, but not necessarily is it a din bin adam l'chaveroi. Perhaps it only has one aspect of the mitzvah, only bin adam l'makam. Mash'en came the chiyuv to your parent is both aspects, bin adam l'chaveroi, bin adam l'makam. So it could be that the answer to the Kivayger's question on the Ramah is as follows. When do we say this svara that you and your father are mechuyev bechvaydai, and therefore you give precedence to this grandfather more than the father? That would only be true if the chiyev to your father and the chiyev to your grandfather was inherently equal. And therefore this svara would give precedence to your grandfather because you have a svara that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of your grandfather. But if they're not inherently equal, if the chiyev to your father is inherently more prestigious and more prominent than the chiyev to your grandfather, then you don't apply this svara, and fakert, you say that the chiyev to your father supersedes the chiyev to your grandfather, and then you would mechabit to your grandfather only after first taking care of the needs of your father. That is the second mahalach in the Ramah as to why the chiyev of your father comes before the chiyev of your grandfather, even though you have this svara that you and your father are both mechuyev in the covet of your grandfather.